It's Andy and Kat. It is Magic 95.1 WAJ. I made it to a Monday, an eclipse Monday at that. Weather is going to play ball today. Sun and clouds, 33% cloud cover at the time of the eclipse here in Fort Wayne, which is 3:10. Just before 2 p.m., you might start to see the moon in the sun with your eclipse glasses on. 99% totality in Fort Wayne. If you drive about an hour south, that's when you get 100% totality, if that's important to you. I will say the last time our area, according to Wayne TV, had an eclipse like this, where it was a total blackout in the state, 1806, kids.
Wow.
And then before that, the year was 957. You know, because we kept great records back in the year 957. Yeah. Of course, we did have an eclipse in, like, what is it, 2017? But it wasn't like the one where you're getting the totality. We will have another partial eclipse where 40% of the sun will be blocked in the year 2026. Yes, I did way too much homework on this. Totally get it. In terms of what else is trending today, on a serious note, the roads. You need to be careful. A study found that during the eclipse of 2017, car accidents were up 31%. It's one of the reasons why schools are closed today, because of the liability. That and people are still on spring break.
That's right.
Delta scheduled a flight today that was traveling from Austin, Texas to Detroit, Michigan. And they were going to take the path of totality on the flight. Once that was then broadcast and people realized that that's what the flight was going to do, The last few seats sold for more than $1,100 per seat one way.
Dang.
All of that said, I get it. 1 in 7 Americans have 0% interest in the eclipse today. Totally get it. But one thing you might have, even if you don't care about the eclipse, is saving money. Pizza Hut has a special, like $12 large pizza, bunch of toppings.
Like up to 10 toppings
or something like that.
For 12 bucks.
Total eclipse of the Hut.
I love it.
That's very good. Mm-hmm. Very good. Purdue men's basketball team goes for history. They've never won an NCAA tournament. They've been to the championship game one other time. I think it was in the 60s. But they'll take on UConn tonight. The game starts, I don't like the start time, 9:20 Eastern, and it's not on CBS. Again, it's on cable, TBS tonight. That's what's trending now with our Magic 95.1 news. It's Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Obviously, it's eclipse day.
On April 8th, park your ride, protect your eyes, and look at the sky.
This one is being referred to as the Great American Eclipse.
This I'm being followed by a moon shadow.
The moon shadow will leave 32 million Americans in 15 states briefly in the dark.
And the shadow is only about 100 miles wide. So you have to be in a specific place on the Earth to witness the solar eclipse.
This truly is the Great American Eclipse. It's going to be wonderful, and I'm going to take every second of my 2 minutes and enjoy. It's a big, big deal.
I'm being followed by a moon shadow. Moon shadow, moon shadow.
It just puts you in awe.
That's a good song. Good old Cat Stevens, huh? Little throwback. It's Andy and Cat again. It's Magic 95.1 WAJI. CBS Sunday Morning, no joke, is really one of my favorite shows. Because It's like news, but presented to you in a way that's like storytelling. And it's not so like blah, 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 down your throat. And it's the target demo is 75 to death. And I love it. I don't know why, but I do. I do. I watch.
Did you grow up watching it?
No.
Maybe that's why. No.
I had a college professor at Ball State who worked as a director on CBS Sunday Morning. And ever since then, I was like, why am I going to watch this new show? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, my God, I love this show.
There's nothing else on.
I
remember watching it as a kid.
And I cry. I mean, they have good interviews.
Yes, they do.
This past weekend, they had some astronomer. By the way, where do you find an astronomer? I mean, honestly, Last time I found one was what? When Plato was alive? I mean, who knew? I mean, how do you make money during that? But anyway, he is an author and an educator, and he's going to tell you about it's. You got to give me a minute. It is 60 seconds of your life, as to, according to this astronomer, as points of interest that you need to know to be in the know regarding today's eclipse, okay?
The sun is 400 times bigger than the moon, but by happy coincidence, it is also 400 times further away. So from our perspective, they are the same size. The sky and everything else around you, the wind sometimes starts to pick up. Animals get confused. The streetlights come on. It's not like nighttime. The sky takes on this sort of fish scaly, shimmery quality, and you will freak out.
Now, the other question that's come out, and I got to tell you, put down the vermouth. During the eclipse, can you remove your glasses? The astronomer, if you don't believe me, has the answer.
Looking directly at the sun can permanently damage your vision, which is why you need eye protection.
Once totality hits, you can take the glasses off because there's not much light coming from the sun. Once the sun starts to come out again, you do need to remember to put your glasses back on. See your first eclipse, photograph your second. And I have seen this personally where there is an eclipse and the person is not looking up. They're fiddling with their camera. And then before you know it, the eclipse is gone. You never saw it. And you didn't get the picture.
Oh man, that would stink.
Can you imagine?
No.
You want the eclipse and you're messing around. It'd be like, it's like, have you guys ever had family pic photos at the holidays?
Mm-hmm.
And grandpa is fiddling with the camera? It'll just be a minute of your time. No, it's 12 minutes of you learning to set the timer.
Right.
I'm like, grandpa, can you rehearse the timer the day before? How about that? That'd be great.
Yeah, I got to get my phone right today. But true story. I mean, put your glasses on, look at it, then take the picture.
Ooh, so good.
I did see a lot of people. There were some photography tips that I saw on social media where not only are you, don't get the picture of everybody looking at the sky. Get the reflection in like a water puddle or, you know, some sort of water pooling like a lake or something. Get that picture. Like point your camera down and get the reflection of it. Because everybody's going to have the picture of the sun today in the sky. Back to you, Andy, in the studio. You're welcome.
Thank you, Kat. Sandy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Kat recently is moved into a new home.
Mm-hmm.
She is, that new home does not have grass.
No.
And so she's working on getting grass, and it's been a whole ordeal. The other thing that's a storyline with Kat and her new establishment is that her dogs barking, she's done with it. And so she is looking to hire a dog trainer.
Right.
For your youngest dog, you have two.
I have two dogs. One is 5 and one is just a little bit over a year old, Junie. She's a miniature golden doodle and she's all but 15 pounds, if that.
Okay.
And she barks at everything that passes by our back window. So I want to take her to a dog training facility. And you know what? Right. Basically in my backyard is a dog training facility. I don't really know what the name of it is. It's just a building that kind of sets next to the railroad tracks. And in shoe polish, it has dog training. Yeah.
What's the name of the business?
It's called now, I had to look it up because I didn't know
what
the name was.
So you signed up for dog, don't teach my dog not to bark classes.
Right.
From a facility that doesn't have a name.
It's just animal training and development. That's all I know.
And it's some weird, she showed me on Google Maps, it's a weird A-frame building.
It's just a
that
little,
happens to be about your backyard.
Just in my backyard, right. And on the front, there's a couple windows, and written in shoe polish is the number.
Come on!
And it says dog training and dog boarding.
Written in shoe polish?
In shoe polish on the front. Of the windows, and that's really what caught my attention. I'm like, oh man, there's a dog training facility right in my backyard. Where did that come from?
Yeah, you were so optimistic. That is where like every Dateline special starts, is a building that looks like that.
I know, I kind of hope not, but I'm really close to my home, so I'm just going to walk my dog over there, and we're going to have a day of it on Wednesday.
Okay.
I'm going to get my dog trained not to bark. Damn it, man.
I can't believe this place has no signage.
There really isn't much
and
signage for it.
And shoe polish phone number.
Yeah.
And you're like, I can't wait to give them my money. I hope it works out for you. Just the visualization of the building.
If I don't show up on Thursday,
yeah, well, now
you better
we know.
Send somebody, and you know where this building is now.
It looks like, well, obviously they're not putting their profits into their facilities.
They're not putting their profits into their signage. There needs to be a little bit better signage.
Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. Good morning. Go ahead.
I took my dog there, and they're amazing.
Oh, good!
The place with no signage and questionable...
Yes. No, I actually, I found them through word of mouth, because he is actually really popular. So, he's totally worth it.
Okay.
We did a lot. We have a very large dog, and we adopted him, and he had no manners.
Okay, yeah. Mine doesn't have much manners either.
See, they need to take your testimonial and capitalize
on it. No kidding. No, the guy that called me back was really, really nice.
Yeah.
He was super
nice. He is great. He's great to work with, and you'll love him, and your dog will be so well-mannered afterwards.
Oh, gosh.
You see?
Look at that.
You need a commission. because without you, it's a shady A-frame building. Okay?
With shoe polish.
I get that for sure. But no, it's great.
Well, thank you for chiming in this morning.
You.
I do appreciate it in all seriousness. Yeah, thank you.
Whether you're laughing with them or at them, at least they've got you laughing. Andy and Kat on Magic 95.1.
I can't handle this. God, I've been able to keep the show together so far. All right.
Behind the scenes, no, man.
Oh, my God. I've spent the whole morning with Kat telling me conspiracy theories about the eclipse. Everything from your dogs and cats living together that you saw in Ghostbusters. I mean, just kookadoo stuff. And I'm not saying she's 100% wrong. But what are you saying? Something to me, honestly.
The power grid.
For the last 10 minutes, you've been saying, I've kind of been half paying attention, not to be rude, but I'm doing other things over
right,
here.
Right, right,
and then Kat's like still monologuing like Shakespeare about the power grid. All right, fine. You have my attention. What do I need to know today about the power grid in America?
There could be a little less loss of power today. Just a little bit. Because the solar grid is going to go down because the sun is being blocked totally by the moon.
Okay.
This isn't like a cloudy day, which is why you tried to punch holes in my theory.
I'm just saying, how is 4 minutes of the sun being covered, how is that such a drastic impact versus, oh, I don't know, a storm?
Or a cloudy day? Because the sun can still penetrate
through
the clouds.
UV rays.
Yes,
okay.
Clouds. But when the moon, like, totally blocks the sun.
Look, I'm a pale guy. I burn in the moonlight.
I know you
this
do.
This might be the one day I can go outside shirtless. I totally get
for
UV.
For
4 minutes. I get UV rays.
So anyway, I was just reading up on that, and I went down a whole list of sites, and you were like, that's not credible. That's not credible.
Well, I was just saying, can you give me a site that has some, like, I don't know, just something somebody's heard of that doesn't belong to some guy's basement.
Yeah, well.
You just want to get out. This is the end of the world, and Nostradamus predicted this. And it's a conspiracy by all the Democrats. And did you know? And I was like, I'm out. I am out. I am.
It's going to briefly limit solar electricity generation in the United States.
Well,
today
that part
for
makes sense
minutes.
To me. Yes. Okay, so, if you just said, Andy, we're going to have a little less solar power generated today, I would say, okay, that makes sense.
4 minutes.
But you were like, Andy, the power grid. Are you kidding? It's going to be Armageddon. We're going to be living out of our cars with limited fuel. We're going to be like Walking Dead out there.
No, they did say you need to pack some water and some snacks today because if you get stranded on the road because there's so many people coming to Indiana to see the eclipse, you know? If you're driving in this, which my son is actually coming up from Seymour, Indiana, Nolan, he went down this weekend to visit family, and they are driving back today after they watched the eclipse in southern Indiana. And I'm like, you are going to be sitting in traffic. You do not want to be anywhere near Indianapolis.
What's the visibility? Wouldn't it be great if you had 101% visibility?
There's not such thing as 101%.
But if your city's name is Seymour...
Oh, Okay.
They should have invented 101%.
You're absolutely right. I will give you that. Because you're going to see more and see more.
You get it? I mean, I'm not saying it's the best joke I've had, but...
No, it's pretty clever. Yeah.
Andy and Kat, Magic 95.1 WAJI. As always, thanks for hanging out with us. We appreciate it. We know we got a lot going on. The eclipse today. Of course, today we have put together our, well, it's really thrown together, eclipse playlist. Number one on the playlist. You've got to work in Bonnie Taylor. Here we go. Total Eclipse of the Heart. And I'm lying like a child in your arms. I think she's on one of the talk shows.
Oh, really?
I think, like, Good Morning America got her. She's going to make so much money on residuals today.
She is going to make so much money
today. Can somebody tell me how much? Because she hasn't had, I mean, she hasn't had a sniff of a hit.
No.
In 100 years. And I'm cashing in today. I'm going to make so much money. I actually have no idea how much she'll make, but I'd be curious to know.
Oh, she's going to make some money today.
Don't let the sun go down on me. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Elton John. I can't find.
I'll just get to the refrain. Who's got time for this? Oh, speaking of which, there's Bonnie Taylor right now.
She's oh, look, go she's got a little live shot from her living room, it looks like.
Given it to me. I still get excited when I hear.
Well, that volume's not very loud, but I have her potted up.
And I never get tired of singing it. Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
She looks
wow.
like she's a little on the sauce there in that interview.
Okay.
Eclipse playlist. Why not keep it going? Well, do you have something?
I have something over here. Yeah, Soundgarden.
Black hole sun, won't you come?
We have Dancing in the Dark, too, on our Eclipse playlist. That's the music video that got Courtney Cox her start. She's he pulls her up from anyway. You've seen it. You've had MTV.
Yeah.
Do you have Steal My Sunshine?
I have Sheryl Crow stuck up the sun over here.
And did this... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say Sheryl Crow on a beach with a guitar.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
Len never had another hit. Can we get to the refrain, please?
You keep that up. There we go.
That's enough. All right. Thank you. Thank you. That's enough.
We just heard a little snippet of it. All right.
Fine.
That's
just
fine.
Just for Kat. Here you go.
All right. Keep bursting on my feet. If you
steal my sunshine. There you go.
That's right.
Our Eclipse playlist.